58 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. After a last-minute redistricting effort at the urging of President Donald Trump, many voters who are headed to the polls today find themselves in new congressional districts. That means voting for some candidates who are less familiar or newly in the race. And as WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports, some of these primaries, particularly on the Republican side, look tight.
In the state's 5th district, internal polling shows incumbent Andy Ogles neck and neck with former state agriculture commissioner Charlie Hatcher. And while Ogles has President Trump's endorsement, Hatcher received one from the governor just this week. And in District 6, two well-funded, experienced Republicans are vying for the spot. State Rep. Johnny Garrett is facing a former member of Congress, Van Hillary. When redistricting blew the 9th district open, two GOP state lawmakers threw their hats in the ring, Representative Brent Taylor from Memphis and Representative Todd Warner from Lewisburg. While both have sided with President Trump, Taylor won the endorsement. That district, which formerly included mostly Memphis, was the state's lone Democratic congressional seat. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
You can find all of our coverage at WPLN.org/election. That's also where you'll find the results once the votes are tallied after the polls close at 7 p.m. Children are headed back to school in Tennessee, and they're not getting vaccinated at the rate health officials recommend. That's part of a downward trend statewide that's been growing for the past 5 years. The Tennessee Department of Health tells WKRN that ideally 95% of kindergartners would be vaccinated. That's the threshold for community protection, the more formal term for herd immunity. But the vast majority of counties fall below that goal. Only 92.2% of Davidson County kindergartners were vaccinated. Murray County was among the lowest in Middle Tennessee at 88.2%.